Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3313, and today's date is March 24th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Remember the Mission. This is not another four-year election. Public opinion, set the stage. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private what's the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're running into a major problem. Remember, the people of this country and the people of the world, they've been asleep for a very long time. And since COVID and since Trump came into office in 2016, people really started to wake up. And now with the population really awake like we've never seen before, especially with the economic system breaking down, especially with inflation picking up, especially with fuel prices picking up, the people are starting to realize and recognize that, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this system. And you have to remember, going back to 2016 all the way up to 2020, Trump showed the people it never had to be this way. We never had to have an economy like all the other presidents were telling us we had to have, and the fake news told us we had to have, that this was the new normal. Trump came in and showed everyone, look, we can have low fuel prices. We don't have to have inflation like they've been saying. We can bring back industry. We can place tariffs on other countries and give it to the farmers to help the farmers. We can renegotiate trade deals. We can do all of these things. And that's exactly what Trump did. And he showed the people, look, do you see the difference in what I did? And I did this while we were in a private Western Central Bank illusionary economy. Can you imagine what Trump can do if we were no longer in a private Western Central Bank illusionary economy? What do you think the economy would look like? Now, for the people to go along with this plan, you need to show the people that everything that the corrupt politicians, the fake news, and everyone else, everything that they've been telling the people, well, it's been a lie. And it doesn't work long term. This system that we're in today is not sustainable. And the central bankers know it. The World Economic Forum knows it. The deep state players know it. Trump knows it. Everyone knows it. So we could have gone down two paths. We could have gone down the path where no one knew exactly what was going on, and the central bank could have used events and fear to bring us into their new system by having the pandemic, of course, or a war or something else. And the people would have just gone along with it. Trump and the Patriots knew that if we were going to break free of the private one central bank, break free of the deep state players, the people needed to see the truth. And the people needed to understand that this system is not sustainable. And think about it. Going back in time, they always made you think that, oh, by the way, two people should be working in your family. Oh, by the way, you know what? Credit is the way to go because this will be better for you. Oh, by the way, having extended payments is much, much better for you. Hey, you know what? You know what's better for you? Not to finance your car. Actually rent it using leasing. That will be better for you. They tried to convince the American public that because of their system breaking down every single day and the system not working, they try to convince you that doing these things is better for you. Actually, it is the opposite. It's worse for every single person, except those people that are in the inside. And it will continue to get worse as time goes on, and it hits people at different stages. Yes, the poor are going to see it much sooner than the middle class. The middle class is going to see it much sooner than the upper middle class. But eventually what happens, it affects every single person. And they told us lies. Oh, don't worry. We're going to have everything under control. You know why? Because we put a debt ceiling in place. And that will control the amount of debt the country has. It was a lie. How many times has the debt ceiling been raised? If the debt ceiling works, would we have $35, $36 trillion worth of debt? No, we wouldn't have this debt. This shows you and tells you everything you need to know. And those people that are sitting there going, well, I can't believe they just passed a $1.2 trillion, you know, omnibus bill. This is ridiculous. Well, let me ask you, is $1 trillion better? Do you think that would solve the problem? Do you think $800 billion would be better? $500 billion would be better? Would that solve our problems? No, that would not solve the problem. That's a Band-Aid fix. It made people feel good right now. But you have to remember, we need to get rid of this system. If we don't get rid of this system, this will just continue on. And nothing would be solved. So even if we got a $200 billion bill, it wouldn't make a difference. It's like someone who, let's say, weighs 600 pounds and this week they decide, you know something, I'm going to cut out sweets just for this week. Is that really going to help? No, it's not going to really do anything. It's the same thing with this omnibus bill. It doesn't matter what it was. It's not going to fix our overall problem. We need to go back to the source of the problem. And you remember, the source of the problem, their entire agenda is to destroy this country. Their entire agenda is to bring us into the Great Reset. And the entire agenda is to make sure that the people don't fight back. And you could see for a very long time, they've been trying to make the people very, very weak because they didn't want people fighting back and saying, listen, we don't want to go into the new economic system that you're proposing. Because remember, their plan is the Green New Scam and the Great Reset. This is why they infected our food supply. I mean, very simply, if you look at, let's say, cereal, which is not good for you anyhow, but if you look at cereal here in the United States and you look at the ingredients in the U.S. version of, like, say, Fruit Loops, Wall Street Silver put this out, and you look at the German version of Fruit Loops, well, there's a lot more chemicals in the U.S. version than there is in the German version. Actually, the German version has hardly any ingredients. I mean, still, they're not great ingredients, but you could see how much worse it is here in this country. And the reason for that is because they needed to make the American people weak. And in the end, they needed to get rid of what? The farmers. They needed to get rid of the food supply because they needed to take complete and utter control. And they didn't want people fighting back. And you could see that the World Economic Forum, the central banks, they're continually fighting against small farmers, fighting against those people that want to grow natural food. And you can see this out in Oregon because Oregon is enforcing its water use requirements and small farmers face the consequences. Now, when you start to put things together, you can understand why Trump said, okay, we're going to place tariffs on China and give the money from the tariffs to the farmers, because he was trying to support the farmers and show the people that we need the farmers. And once again, you can see this is what they're trying to do, not just here in this country, but around the world. They want control over the food supply. But in the end, this is all going to fail because the people, they're not going to let this happen. The people are fighting back. You can see it throughout Europe. And the people here in this country, they're going to join the fight. And the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum will not win, just like out in Argentina. The central bank and the corrupt politicians out there, they brought Argentina to the brink, and the people said we had enough, and they voted in someone that was going to help the country, just like El Salvador. And this is spreading around the globe. It's not just these two countries. We could see it out in the Netherlands. We could see that it's happening in Spain, in France, out in Canada. There is a huge amount of pushback right now. And what's very interesting is that those people out in Argentina, they are now taking their currency and transitioning it into Bitcoin. Because as their currency continually declines in value, they need to protect their wealth somehow. So what are they doing? Well, electronically, they're transitioning everything into Bitcoin. And right now, as of March 20th, Bloomberg reported, data source from cryptocurrency exchange Lemon Cash revealing nearly 35,000 customers in Argentina purchased Bitcoin in the week ending March 10th, which is double the weekly average compared to 2023. So people, they're protecting themselves because they realize what's happening to the currency. Now, again, we can see this happening here in the United States. What's happening here is that we're seeing inflation pick up once again. Fuel prices are picking up once again. And what is happening right now is that the value of the currency is declining, which means you need more of these pieces of paper to pay for that same exact item. And people are starting to understand this and people are starting to realize this. And with the $1.2 trillion omnibus bill that is passed, people are starting to realize, well, wait a minute, do we really need this to keep the government open? Because a lot of what's in this bill has nothing to do with America, has nothing to do with keeping the entire country running. And it's a waste of money. And this is what's been happening for a very long time. And even if we got a $1 trillion or $800 billion or $500, it wouldn't solve the problem. It only masks the problem. What we need to do is we need to go back to the source. We need to go back to the problem. Why are we in this situation in the first place? Why in the world have we been borrowing currency from a private corporation with interest attached, where we, the people, have to pay it back? It makes no sense. This is why we're at where we're at, because of the central bank. The Kobisi letter on X put this out and said, another day, another $1.2 trillion. The U.S. government just passed a $1.2 trillion spending bill as the deficit continues to skyrocket. It hasn't even been three full months into 2024, and total U.S. debt is already up $600 billion as part of the debt ceiling bill passed in June. The real question is, why do we even need a debt ceiling anymore? Every time it's met, it's raised even higher and deficits become even larger. Perhaps it's time to come up with a new and more sustainable system. And they're absolutely right. We need a new system. This system doesn't work. It's an illusion to make you feel like, oh yeah, don't worry, everything is fine. We have a debt ceiling in place. And all we need to do is vote to increase the debt ceiling. So what's the purpose of the debt ceiling? It makes no sense whatsoever. It's an illusion to make you feel good, to make you feel like the system's working. Can you imagine in your own household, you're making $50,000, let's say, a year, and every month you're putting on $5,000 worth of debt, and you reach your limit of $50,000, which is equal to your income. And your family voted, okay, you know something? Let's raise it to $100,000, but you're still making $50,000. You raise your debt ceiling to 100 now, and you keep putting on more debt. And then when you reach 100, you add another 50 on, but you're still making $50,000 a year. Is this going to help? No, it's going to destroy the family. Actually, sooner or later, you'll have to declare bankruptcy. That's what's happening in this country. When people say, oh, don't worry about it. Yeah, you got to worry about it because somebody has to pay it back. And the system breaks down over time. As soon as we came off the gold standard back in the 70s, what did they start to do? They started to make the case where we needed to move our manufacturing out of this country because they didn't want the people to see the inflation. They introduced credit because they didn't want the people to see the inflation. They introduced financing for automobiles because they didn't want you to see inflation. When people could no longer afford the financing, they had to go to leasing. So you didn't see the inflation. Every step of the way, they tried to keep you in the dark so you wouldn't see the inflation. So what they had to do, they had to manipulate everything. They had to move everything out of this country. Can you imagine if all the manufacturing was here in this country and we didn't have any type of credit whatsoever? And everyone had to use the pieces of paper, which was the Federal Reserve note, which that's what it is today. And you would have to just use that to survive. Do you think everyone would notice that there's a major, major problem in this country? I think everyone would notice that because first of all, those people that are manufacturing all the different products and TVs and everything else in this country, it'd be very, very expensive. Number two, most of the people couldn't survive on their pieces of paper or their blips, you know, because they turn them into computer blips. And people would recognize that this system doesn't work for them right away. It'd be very, very easy to see that. Because, again, get rid of all the financing, all the payouts, everything else, buy now, pay later. Get rid of all that. The only reason they're introducing all this is because their system's breaking down. Go back to your pieces of paper, your computer blips, get rid of everything else. Can people survive today on the Federal Reserve note? No, they cannot. And that's what they didn't want anyone to see. That's why they've been masking everything. That's why they've been manipulating everything. So again, it's just like a disease. I do believe the central bank is the disease. We need to go back to the disease and we need to cure the disease. Everything else that they've been doing is masking the disease, making you think that it has to be this way. We're going to raise, you know, minimum wage. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You got to go back to the cause of the problem. And I do believe that's what this is all about. Sometimes you got to show the people that the system that we're in today does not work. And I do believe the people are starting to get it now. And I think in the end, it's going to make it a lot easier when Trump makes the announcement that we need to change things up. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are losing the narrative, they're losing control, and the public, they are learning that the deep state players, their entire mission is to destroy this country. And we need to remember the mission here. This is not another four-year election, politics as usual. So when you see everything happening in this country, there's a reason why certain things are happening. Because again, think about what Trump has done here. He needed to take control of the country, and I do believe back on November 3rd, 2020, and after January 6th, when the deep state players had the insurrection, Trump took control of the country. The next part of the mission was to get the people to understand what the deep state's mission was, to destroy the country, to destroy the Constitution. And the only way to convince the people was to actually show them. Remember, Trump, he's using this for his campaign. Every step of the way, even if it looks bad, he's using it for his campaign because it's an issue campaign. The deep state players, they're following their 16-year plan. The deep state players, they're opening the borders. They're going after Trump. There's election interference. There's an invasion. The economy is breaking down. All of this is what Trump can use against the deep state players because every time something happens, he can come out and say, you never had to be this way. Or Look what they're doing to the country. They're trying to destroy it. I can reverse all of this. And this is his campaign. It's an issue campaign. And yes, he is setting the stage for the very, very end, which is 2024, where the people are going to vote on the issues. Really think about this for a second. Because remember, this is not politics as usual. You have the Republican side, you have the Democrat side. You really don't have a choice, but it's just the illusion of choice. Trump needs the people to take back this country. Trump needs everyone to see it. He needs the court of the public opinion to be on his side. So basically, he is now setting the stage. And think about what they have done. They have taken control over Congress. They exposed the criminals. They have blocked certain bills. And Biden, the fake news, they've been blaming a lot of this on the Republicans. Now, if you notice what's happening, there are rhinos that are dropping out and the majority is dwindling right now. I do believe we're in the final stages where most likely, and people are probably going to get upset about this, the D's might take control of the House as we approach the presidential election. Because what does this do? The optics are then on all the Democrats. The optics are on the deep state players. So everything that happens from this point on will be blamed on who? The Republicans? No, they're not in control anymore. It would be blamed on the Democrats, on the deep state players. So when the economy breaks down, who's in control? Oh, that's right. It's the Democrats. When we enter war, who's in control? Oh, that's right. The Democrats. When everything happens in this country because of the borders that are open and there's an event, oh, it's because of the Democrats. They will no longer be able to blame the Republicans. And we need to remember that this is not a normal four-year election. You're not going to see normal things happen. This entire mission is to take back this country. So Trump has been setting the stage for a very long time. So the people can see this very, very clearly. So yes, are there going to be scare events? Yes. Will the Patriots lose the majority? They might. Because remember, their part of the mission most likely is over. And now as we approach the presidential election and we know that things are going to get worse, well, if the Democrats take over, who is everyone going to blame? As the entire system breaks apart, as the stock market crashes, as we enter war, as we have an event because of open borders. If the Democrats are in control, they are to blame. They didn't fix the problem. They said, we can fix the problem. Nope. It's going to be very, very easy. So we know that no matter what they do, if they have a border bill, if they have, you know, an economic bill and they have more money, they will not be able to fix the problems because they're just going to continually cause the problems. And I do believe Trump is going to use this to his advantage. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But I do believe what's happening right now, the stage is now set for 2024. And it's going to get worse and worse, not for the Republicans, not for MAGA, not for Trump. Yes, there'll be attacks that will be intensified and they'll continually go after them, but this will make it worse for them. Actually, they're already starting to recognize that everything that they've done helped Trump. Actually, CNN is putting this out. And we could see everything that's been happening, it's been waking the people up. And the people now understand that the fake news is the true enemy of the people. Remember when Trump said this back in 2016? Not many people believed it. Not many people believed it was the fake news. Look how long it took for people to understand that the fake media is the true enemy of the people. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, and let's not forget, media trust is at an all-time low, and now 60% say the media are truly the enemy of the people. And now the people understand. This is why the fake news can't even control the narrative. Even when they have an event where they're trying to frame the narrative and keep the story straight, like what happened out in Russia, which is, and we have probably another event here in the United States because of open borders, they will not be able to frame the narrative because what happens is the digital soldiers, they actually go ahead and they do research and they put the information out very quickly. It spreads very quickly throughout social media, and the fake news, they can't even set the framework of what they want people to believe. They've lost it already, which means they're not in control of any of this. And every step of the way, people are now seeing that the policies of the deep state, the policies of the D's, it's completely against the people. Think about it. They're rooting for censorship. They're rooting for invaders that are invading this country. They're rooting for criminals because no cash bail. They're releasing people onto the street. They're rooting for all of this. And they're rooting to actually destroy their political opponent by attacking them and interfering with the election. Think about this for a second. And now, look, they've told us over and over and over, we need to check IDs at the airport. We need to search everything because of terrorists. But look, the illegals are coming in. And you know what they don't need? They don't need IDs. Kenneco the Great on X put this out and said, Dem Senator Murray, not allowing illegals with no photo ID to use CBP app at airport security will create long lines at the border. Why check Americans' IDs if we're going to allow unidentified illegal immigrants to fly without IDs? What about the terrorists they've been telling us about? So look what happens when they're trying to push another policy. It's almost like going back to COVID. When they had the BLM riots with Antifa, remember, they told everyone to stay inside. You don't want to spread this around. They had these riots and people were out on the street and that was okay. Did that make any sense to their entire argument? They tried to convince the people, but the people didn't believe them. Now, with the airports where you're searched, your luggage is searched, you have to show, you know, two forms of ID or whatever, the people coming into this country illegally, they're okay. We don't need their IDs because, you know, we don't want to make long lines at the border. But it's okay to have long lines at the airport. This tells you everything that they have done was a gigantic lie. You know why? Because it was the deep state that created all of this. They are the terrorists. They're the ones who are responsible for this. And what's very interesting is that the White House is blaming the Republicans and Texas Governor Abbott, and they're blaming them for what happened down at the border where these illegals stormed the border. Well, let's go back a little bit in time. Because remember, Trump had a secure border. He was building the wall. And we didn't see anything like this. As soon as Biden was sworn in, everything completely changed. He reversed everything. And all of a sudden, we had all these illegals, millions and millions of illegals coming in. This has nothing to do with Republicans. It has nothing to do with Trump's policies. It has everything to do with the deep state plays because they reversed everything that Trump had. And the people aren't stupid. They're seeing it. And the people, they're waking up. We could see out in Chicago, the people have had it. They can't take it anymore. The illegals are all over the place in their city using their resources, and the American people are getting nothing. Kenneco the Great on X put this out and said, citizen after citizen blasts Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson to his face over illegal immigration. We're removing all these illegals that are breaking our rules and our laws. We're fed up. It needs to stop. They need to leave now. We want our park back. You guys are putting us in jeopardy. Our kids cannot go outside. 2 weeks ago, someone was peeing in my yard. A lady took my package from Amazon. They're breaking into our cars. Ever since the migrant moved into our field house, we started seeing an increase in gang violence. People do not feel safe even going to the park anymore. We have seen an increase in alcohol use, drug use, cars being broken into, and people breaking into garage doors. Someone seeking asylum doesn't do that. This June, you decided to turn your park into a shelter. Our community is running lawless with illegal Venezuelans taking over our streets. We feel like prisoners in our own homes. The people are pissed. The people are angry. And this is what this entire mission is all about. It's to wake the people up. Remember, the D's told us open borders is good. Biden is continually out there. These are the people that built America. Really? Well, how come these people are destroying America? How come there's more violence? How come there's more crimes? How come they're destroying everything the people have built? Think about it for a second. Remember, the people that came into this country, they were vetted. And the people that were coming here, Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. They were able to contribute to society. They had skills, and they were able to build this country. What's happening now is that criminals are coming in here. People that were in asylums, they're being released and coming in here. Terrorists are coming in here. So are they going to contribute to society? No, they're going to do the opposite. They're going to destroy society. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social, and he's showing the invasion, and then he has a clip of Mayorkas, Biden, Harris, talking about how secure the border is. Take a listen to that, and then take a listen to what Trump said right after that.
That the border is secure.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
We have a secure border in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country.
Asian crooked Joe Biden is trying to destroy the meaning of American citizenship. Under my leadership, we're going to reassert the basic benefits of citizenship because we believe that being an American citizen is something very special and that American citizens must come first. And America must come first. That's why we call it America First. That means we're going to have strong borders to protect the lives of our people instead of accepting millions and millions of migrants with fraudulent asylum claims from all over the world. They're coming in at a level that we've never seen before. They're coming from mental institutions and insane asylums. They're coming from prisons and jails, and they're terrorists. They're coming in at levels that nobody can believe. We're going to stop it. We're going to stop it immediately. And we're going to go back to sanity. Our country is being invaded by 15 million people. It might be 20 million by the time we get crooked Joe Biden out of office. It means jobs and wages are going to go to hardworking American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's going to happen as soon as I get elected. We're going to do it right, just like we did for 4 years. We're going to defend the American worker with tariffs to protect you from the plunder and abuses of foreign countries, including China, where they take your jobs and they sell products into our country and we don't tax them. So all they do is keep taking our jobs and destroying our companies. The interests and dreams of American citizens will come before the demands of outsourcers and foreign nations every single time. We're going to put America first. We're going to make America great again. It's very simple. We're going to bring back law and order to our communities because every citizen has a right to a government that keeps you safe. Safety must be a fundamental benefit of all Americans, and we're going to unleash our nation's vast energy wealth to bring down prices and create new opportunities for people of our country. We have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation, more than Russia, more than Saudi Arabia, and we're going to use it, and we're going to reduce our debt, and we're going to make a lot of money for our country, and we're going to bring down your energy costs at levels that you haven't seen in many years. These are just a few of the ways in which we will restore the glory of American citizenship and make it once again the proudest title anywhere in the world. We are going to make our country safe and powerful and rich and great again. Thank you very much.
And that tells you everything you need to know. Trump is using all of this for his campaign, and he's showing the people, look at the different issues. This is what the deep state wants to do. They're destroying our country. It doesn't have to be this way. We can actually reverse it all. And what's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put out a picture of those individuals knocking down the fence, coming into this country, and he has Biden there rolling out the red carpet. And of course, Biden wearing his mask. And that reminds me of a couple of posts. Post 1304, April 30, 2018, Emmy Awards, red carpet event. So is everything that we're witnessing right now, is this part of the show? And is this to wake the people up? Remember, this is not a normal four-year election, politics as usual, let's get our candidate in there. This is about taking back the country. And if you're going to take back the country, you need to have control over the country. If you're going to have control of the country, you need certain things to happen to wake the people up. And I do believe that's exactly what's happening. Let's go to post 1258. Down below, it says the following. Should we tell all the good people watching the day and time, red carpet rollout? Think logically. The world is watching. And the world is watching this, and the people see it. And remember, this is about the people, again, fighting for their freedom. And I think what's happened over time is people took their freedoms for granted. And when you have the deep state taking your freedoms away one step at a time, people start to realize how important your freedom really is, and your rights are, and the Constitution is. And that's why you're seeing them hit the First Amendment. This is why you're seeing them hit the Second Amendment. This is why you see people now going into your homes and squatting, which is quartering, because remember, these individuals, they are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. So every step of the way, you're seeing your rights being chipped away and your freedoms being chipped away. And this is the only way to get people to fight for their freedom, because if nobody takes it away, then you don't realize how important the freedom is, how important the Constitution is, and you would never, ever fight for your freedom. So this is why this is happening right now. And you can see as we head down towards the 2024 election, the deep state, like we said before, they are going to go after everyone's weapon. Remember, this is all part of the 16-year plan. Trump is just showing you, look at their plan right now. I've accelerated it for you. Is this what you want? The deep state needs to get the weapons away from the people and give the weapons to their invading force. And you can see they have announced, and Kamala Harris has announced, the National Resource Center for Red Flag Law, run by Biden's weaponized Department of Justice. Thomas Massie put this out and said, what the hell is this evil? A federal red flag center? We did not authorize this. Announced, of course, just hours after the omnibus bill. Then he said DOJ waited until the omnibus bill passed before announcing the new National Red Flag Center, so you wouldn't know what the omnibus money is being spent on. Republicans blast Biden's admin's red flag operation, which is going to violate everyone's Second Amendment. But again, the deep state players, they know this. They know how to play the game, and they're going at this a different way. They want people to tell on people, and the DOJ, the ATF, and the rest will swoop in and use these red flag laws to take weapons away from people. So basically, typically, this is how it works. Red flag laws are carried out when friends, family members, or colleagues report to law enforcement that they believe an individual they know owns firearms could be a threat. Law enforcement officials in the local court then determine whether or not the individual's firearms should be confiscated. This is usually done without the individual being able to present a defense. The Supreme Court's decision in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin has prompted many gun control activists to suggest that red flag laws are unconstitutional, which they completely are. And once again, the deep state players know, wait a minute, if we can get all the people on our side to go after those people with weapons, family members, friends, other people that they know, and just report them, hey, they have weapons, I don't think they're sane, the deep state players then can launch an investigation, take the weapons away while the investigation's going on. And I do believe they're going to try to use this and use the people, just like Nazi Germany, if you really think about it. They want people to tell on the people in this country. Think about what they're doing right now. Mike Davis put this out and said, Biden illegally mass paroled unvetted dangerous illegal immigrants into the U.S., allowed Democrats war against police, coddled violent criminals during resulting crime wave, waited until Saturday a.m. after Congress funds government to announce a federal gun grab operation. Lisa May responded to this and said, you want to protect communities from gun violence after a judge has ruled illegals have a constitutional right to own firearms? Shut the effing border. So think about what they've done here. They said, yes, illegals can have weapons. And do you think anyone's going to be telling on the illegals? Do you think the illegals are going to tell people that they have weapons? No, they're going to get them from the black market and all other place. Do you think the people of this country, they're going to rat other people out? And actually, if people know other people, are they going to rat them out? Of course they are. And they're going to try to use this to have the people turn against each other, because they need a way of getting the weapons away from the people. Because remember, we're getting closer and closer to the 2024 election, and they need their insurgency. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know that they're going to be following the 16-year plan. Everything that you're witnessing, everything that you're seeing, they're following the 16-year plan. Trump is using this as his campaign. The two-tier justice system, election interference, wide-open borders, a failing economy, you name it, he's using it because he could use this against them. And people, when they wake up, they start to think logically and they say, holy crap, look what's happening right now. This is unbelievable. We can't allow this to happen. And yes, as it gets worse, it will get worse. More and more people are going to wake up because they're going to see that this isn't working. It's destroying their way of life. Look at the people out in Chicago. Look at the people in New York. They're starting to push back and push back quite a bit. This is going to happen more and more throughout the United States. And you can see the deep state players, they're panicking right now because Israel now is in Gaza removing their terrorist organization. And they want this to stop. Remember, Hamas attacked Israel. They attacked Israel. If a country attacked the United States, would we want a ceasefire? No. We would destroy that country for attacking us. Now, what can Hamas do? Why don't they surrender and release the hostages? Wouldn't that be the logical approach? Absolutely. But again, the deep state players don't want that because they would lose control. A ceasefire would allow them to keep control. That's why you have the UN chief out there, and he's saying it's time to silence the guns in Gaza. This is why the U.S. is complaining now, because Russia and China, along with Algeria, they vetoed a U.S. draft resolution on Gaza calling for a ceasefire. They're panicking right now because Israel is not stopping. They're removing all the terrorists. Just like when Trump went into Syria with Putin, actually, they worked pretty much together, and they removed ISIS. You think the deep state players wanted that? No, they didn't. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech jobs, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. And Trump, he didn't stop until ISIS was destroyed. Putin didn't stop until ISIS was destroyed. They destroyed what? The terrorists. That's how it's done. And you can see the deep state players, they are now pushing their agenda to start a war. And I also think there's an agenda here to bring Obama once again into focus. I believe all roads lead to Obama. So what's very interesting, we had an event out in Russia. And Mr. Guns Gear put this out on Telegram, saying the Department of State has absolutely horrible record of correctly predicting violence, terrorism, etc. Yet they got this one right, both in terms of the city and the venue. That is odd, which means it was planned. Planned by who? I do believe this is probably backed by CIA deep state operatives. And yes, they got people to do their dirty work, just like the Nord Stream pipeline. Yes, it points back to Ukraine, but who instructed Ukraine? CIA, Biden, you know, that's how it works. So these individuals, they went into the concert hall and they opened fire on all the people in there. Then it burnt down, at least 150 people killed in the Moscow attack. So this was very horrific. And what's very interesting about this is that the Islamic State released gruesome body cam footage of the deadly attack there. And it looks like it might be the Islamic State. Now, once again, Putin and Trump got rid of ISIS. Now ISIS is mysteriously coming back, which is very, very interesting. Now, I do believe they were trying to use this probably to get Putin to react, because this is what the deep state players do, because they want him to attack someone somewhere. They want a war to be started. But I find it very interesting that these individuals, they were part of ISIS. They don't look like they're part of ISIS, but I do believe the deep state players, what do? They contract people out to do the dirty work. And these people have been caught and they are basically singing like a bird right now, which is very interesting. But if we go back in a little bit in time, Jimmy Corsetti put this out and says, ISIS was never some organic band of freedom fighters. They are mercenaries bought and paid for. Get it? Who's paying for them? Putin exposed this a year ago. So who's paying for this? The CIA. How do we know this? Well, let's go back a little bit in time, like 7 years or so. Trump, he called out Obama. He said Obama was the founder of ISIS. So this is very interesting. Trump back then said that Obama was the founder and ISIS is honoring Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton. So let's see. Trump and Putin got rid of ISIS. Putin first came out and said, oh, it could be Ukraine that was attacking. And then ISIS came out. No, it's us. It's ISIS. We're back. So Putin and Trump got rid of ISIS. ISIS comes back, attacks Putin. Going back 7 years, Trump says Obama founded ISIS. And during the war in Syria, Obama took the control of bombing away from the military and ISIS expanded in Syria. And here we have Obama coming back into the fold as we approach the 2024 election, which I do believe is going to be a change of batter. So now we have Obama, who headed up Crossfire Hurricane, who was spying on Trump. And now that we have ISIS come back, which Obama created along with Hillary Clinton. So this is very interesting. But you could see what their plan was. Number one, I do believe they were hoping that Putin would react to this and do something. Number two, I do believe this is bringing Obama back into the fold and showing people that, yes, he's the one that was in charge of ISIS. And Hillary Clinton was along for the ride there. She also helped with this. And I do believe this is all being done because as we approach the 2024 election, who's coming back into the fold? Obama. All roads lead to Obama. Look at the 16-year plan right now. This is where we're heading. Now, what's very interesting is we know that the Senate and the Congress, they're going to be passing the $1.2 trillion omnibus bill. And again, if everyone's expecting, you know, a better bill to come out, what, a $1 trillion bill, an $800 bill? You know, $800 billion bill, is that going to solve our problems? No. This is showing people that this entire system doesn't work. We can't just have a little Band-Aid fix where, hey, maybe we can get a $500 billion bill. Because remember, the system is completely corrupt. It's run by the central bank. We need to go back to the source. But what's very interesting, there's a couple things that are in this bill which are very interesting. DEI office is going to be disbanded part of this bill. Also part of this bill, you cannot fly the pride flag out at different embassies, you know, U.S. embassies. So I find this very, very interesting. But again, sometimes you need to show to people that this system doesn't work. And I do believe this is what people are seeing right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, which we mentioned in the beginning of this report, we have another rhino, Representative Mike Gallagher. He will retire earlier, leaving GOP with one vote majority. Think about this for a second. Why are all these people retiring right now? Yes, does the deep state players, do they want control? Absolutely. So what's very interesting about this, instead of serving out the rest of his term, Gallagher will retire earlier, leaving the GOP with one vote majority. And he did this at a point where the seat's going to stay vacant. So this is very interesting. So again, as we approach the 2024 election, we have about 7 months or so to go. I do believe at this point, the mission of MAGA is probably complete. They exposed the criminal syndicate. They exposed Biden's criminal operations. I do believe everything's about to shift towards Obama, and the blame now has to be on the D's completely as we approach the 2024 election. And the only way to do this is to give them back control of everything. Remember, this is not about a normal four-year election. We're not going to just put a Band-Aid on it and then, you know, have everything fall apart, because Trump actually showed everyone, look, he was in there for 4 years. He reversed a lot of things that they did. He secured the border. The resident came in, reversed everything he did. That was a Band-Aid fix. This is about destroying the deep state players. So when you see the D's take back control, this is about them taking the blame for everything that's going to happen. Because if they're following the 16-year plan, what do you think is going to happen as we approach the 2024 election? The economy is going to break apart, fall apart. Remember, Biden, the White House, been blaming everything on the Republicans. When they take control, everything will be blamed on them. The economy, the border, because remember, anything that they push through is not going to help. Actually, it's going to make it worse. So things are going to get a lot worse, and we're going to approach war. So people are going to see this, and people are going to see that they have complete and utter control, and they're going to see the country completely and utterly fall apart. Who do you think this is going to help? This is going to help Trump every step of the way. Remember, this is about taking back the country, and it's about waking up the D's. And Trump already mentioned that at his rally. Any of the delusional, disillusioned D's that want to come over to our side, come on over. He didn't say that just to say it. He said it because he knows that as things get worse and we have multiple scare events, they're going to say, holy crap, this is not good. The D's are in control and this is what we're seeing. And yes, people are going to really wake up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Getz and Green, they were given the green light to sue California cities that canceled their rallies now. And you have to remember the deep state players, they play the game. Well, let's cancel the rallies. Let them sue. Let them go through the courts. We know we violated the constitutional rights of these two people. But by the time they win, it'll be too late. This is how they play the game over and over and over. And you can see that the deep state players, they're continually attacking Trump. Yes, Fannie Willis, she's saying that she is ready to come after Trump. It's going to be a train is coming after Trump. She's coming after him. And we know that they're going to continually come after him because it's election interference. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want people to see this. And I wouldn't be surprised through discovery and everything else that people are going to see other things. And I think that's going to happen very, very soon. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, at what point are the actions of a sitting president using lawfare against his opponent for purposes of election interference considered illegal? I believe, as do various highly respected legal scholars, that crooked Joe Biden has long since crossed over that very sacred threshold. And they have. But you can see the deep state players, they are now ready to actually take control or try to take control of the narrative as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. What's recently come out is that on the Instagram app, which is run by Facebook, Meta, they had an option there, which is very, very interesting. And it says limit or don't limit. And it says limit. You might see less political or social topics in your suggested content. And by default, it says limit. So they're going to limit political content. Now, which political content? Is it political content from the Patriot side from Trump's side, or is it political content from the D side? Well, Trump responded to this and said, Instagram users fume as app begins limiting political content. Instagram has automatically changed user settings to the default position of limiting political content. Are they trying to maintain control of the narrative? Do they don't want people hearing certain things? Well, think about it. As we approach the 2024 election, people are going to hear a lot. And it looks like the deep state players already know that Biden has no chance in all this. And they come to the realization that everything that they've been doing to Trump is not working in their favor. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, imagine being CNN and just now coming to terms with the fact that Trump prosecutions help his 2024 chances. Our viewers knew almost a year ago when he said it was a big reason Trump ran away with the nomination. And almost 2 years ago, they knew Republican and independent voters viewed these cases as weaponized government. Can you imagine what would happen if they convicted him and threw him into prison? His numbers would skyrocket. Patriots on Control put this out and said, only 7% of registered voters in Michigan think Biden's sharpness and stamina are exactly what you want. And 69% say it's not what you want. They also have Trump projected to win the Electoral College, 283 to 225. What's going on at CNN this morning? Well, the people are waking up realizing that Biden, he's not the guy. That narrative is being built, and they're showing that Trump's going to win. And I do believe all of this is because they don't really care if Trump is going to win or not going to win, because I think what they have planned is that they're going to try to postpone the elections. So they can show that Trump is going to win, but if we're attacked, and remember, if the D's take control of the House and the Senate, and they move fast forward with their 16-year plan, and we have an economic collapse, which I do believe we'll probably see the market come down right before the elections, if we enter war, if there's chaos in this country because of open borders, well, what are people going to see? They're going to see all this chaos happening, and when the elections are hit, the deep state is going to make the case that, hey, we have to postpone this because of what's going on here. And remember, they're the ones who are causing all this. So do they care if Trump's winning? No, they really don't. Because in the end, I do believe they're going to try to shut everything down. Is it going to work? Absolutely not. And what's very interesting is along the way, and I do believe more people are going to come on board because things are going to really start to ramp up now, people are realizing that, yes, the electronic voting machines, well, they lead to cheating, and they're connected to the internet, which I find very, very interesting. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, how concerned are you that the electronic voting machines may be monitored remotely through internet connections during voting? I'm concerned. Democrats, 52% believe the voting machines are connected to the internet and they're being monitored. Independent, 60%. GOP, 78%. All voters, 63%. So the people now believe that the voting machines are connected to the internet. That's very interesting. So is it going to be that difficult for the deep state players to say, hey, because of the cyber attack, the machines now are compromised because we don't know what they did, what malware was put into these systems. We will not be able to have an election right now. It looks like this is now building. I find this very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Rasmussen Reports ask another question about paper ballots. Remember, Trump needs the people to be on board. Trump needs the people to say, you know something? We need to go to paper ballots. So if 63% of the people believe that the machines are connected to the internet, they're being monitored, people, 62% or 66% of the people think that the 2020 elections were rigged, and people see the election interference, do you think people are going to come on board eventually when we have an attack and the systems aren't operable? You think people will say, you know something, maybe we should use paper? Well, it looks like people are now coming on board. Rasmussen Reports put this question out and said, would you prefer to vote with a paper ballot or with an electronic voting machine? So it's paper, machine, no difference. So Dems, 31% say paper right now, 35% say machine, no difference, 33%. So the Dems, they're very, very even on this right now. Independents say 40% prefer paper, 30 machine, 35 no difference. GOP, 54% say paper, 23% machine, 21% no difference. So all voters, 41% paper, 26% machine, 30% no difference. So think about what's going to happen as we approach the elections. We're going to see cyber attacks because they're going to be building up the narrative. Most likely they'll be hitting the water infrastructure to start building the narrative. We might even see, you know, cellular systems go down. We might see the power stations go down to build the idea that there are cyber attacks. We are approaching war, of course. I do believe these numbers, as people see this and people get worried about the systems, because remember, go back to the original question, how concerned are you that electronic voting machines may be monitored remotely through an internet connection during voting? So 63% believe that they're connected to the internet. So will it be that difficult to convince people that there are problems with the voting machines? No. So then people are going to say, okay, if there's problems with the voting machines and those people that said it made no difference, they're going to change their tune and say, you know something, paper is safer. And I do believe in the end, people will be moving in that direction. And I do believe what we're witnessing right now, the entire stage is being set. This is not just another four-year election. This can't be a Band-Aid fix. So you're going to see things that are not normal. Didn't you see this back in 2020? Was that a normal election? No. So do you think this is going to be normal? Absolutely not. Everything that we've been witnessing is not normal. Why? Because this is Trump's campaign. It's a campaign on issues. How do you create the issues? You got to show the people. When you show the people, then the people understand. Then the people can make a logical decision. I want to go back to two posts. This is post 4281, May 19, 2020. Down below it says, how do you set the stage board, RE public opinion optics? How do you set the stage? Well, you're watching it play out right now. Let's go to post 3178, March 25th. The only way to regain the trust, RE equal justice under the law, RE White House, RE Intel, RE FBI, DOJ, Senate, Congress, 5i, our government, of the majority of the American people, is to provide truth, transparency, and prosecution of all those who knowingly took part in this illegal, manufactured effort, attempted coup to take down the president of the United States, opens the door, the Great Awakening. Now think about it. Attempted coup. So was this referring to what happened in 2016 with the spying? Or is this referring to the attempted coup on November 3rd, 2020, and the completion of their attempted coup on January 6th? Because remember, Trump had everything it put into place to counter what they were doing, which activated the military. Trump has control. It was an attempted coup. And what are people seeing? Their people are seeing what happens when you have an attempted coup. Now, people believe that Biden is the resident. Not many people, but some people, the D's most likely. But people are watching everything play out. They're watching everything with the FBI, DOJ, Senate, 5i, justice under the law. You need to be completely transparent so people understand. People need to understand that their freedoms are being violated. They're trying to take them away. So without seeing all this, without knowing all this, you wouldn't take back the country. And this is why it had to be done. The majority of the people needed to see all this. Now, I do believe as we approach the 2024 election, Trump now is going to go after the D's. I do believe he has the majority of the independents, the majority of the Republicans. Now it's time to go after the D's. And to go after the D's, this is a little bit more difficult because remember, they're not on your side. So you actually have to show them things that they could never imagine. And this is why I do believe D's need to retake control of the House or have a very close majority. So this way the Republicans aren't blamed and the D's see this all play out with the scare event, see all this play out with war, with the economy crashing. Because again, Trump is going to use these issues to his advantage, saying they're responsible for all this. Look what they've done. any of those D's want to come over to our side because you lost your job, you're scared that people are going to be invading your neighborhood because we have open borders? Do you want to go to war? Do you want to have a nuclear war? I do believe this is going to work in Trump's favor, especially when the market comes down very close to the presidential election. And yes, I do believe he's going to get a lot of the D's on his side. And once Trump has the people, it's game over for the deep state players. And that's why I do believe they can't allow this election to move forward, even when they have a change of batter, because I do believe Obama's coming into focus. Even when they bring in Michelle and Obama's are exposed, the deep state knows that they don't have the cheating mechanism. They have to use a different tactic, which is trying to postpone the election. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this, they're prepared for this, and they're ready for what they're going to do. But again, the people must see this play out, and the people must vote to take back their country. And I do believe the people will. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.